couldn't help but think of George over the weekend when this news broke. And this is when I think the virus got real to George. ESPN NBA analyst Doris Burke tested positive for COVID-19.
I know.
Very How concerned. Did that what happened to her voice?
Nothing's... No. I haven't heard her talk since she contracted this.
How did you take the news?
I think John Prine was more difficult, but yes, I was very concerned for Doris over the weekend. Have you heard... Does she have a mild case of it? Or
she says she is symptom-free for more than 2 weeks now.
Oh, good.
After her initial concerns with the illness. So she had some mild symptoms, I think, a couple of weeks ago.
And she was here in Dallas calling a game, right? One of the last games?
Yes. In fact, was she here for the Nuggets game?
She may have been.
The last game. I think she
was.
That was
a national game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe she was that night.
Don't you imitate her, Craig?
George, this is not the time, George.
She's symptom-free for 2 weeks. We're in the clear now. George, we're in the comedy zone.
Is George, this is Doris Burke contacting you via satellite. Is George there?
Talk to her, George.
I'm here, Doris. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Hello, George. It's me, NBA analyst Doris Burke.
Man, she's...
George, I need help.
You know she is really good at what she does.
Come on, George, help her out.
I am battling coronavirus. I need to consume an energy gel.
She always needs an energy gel.
Famously, I reported that Steph Curry, who was not feeling well before a game, consumed not one, but two energy gels.
All right, can I take a time out?
I don't know. I don't know how this was inside.
We're in the midst of comedy.
I don't know how this was inside information. When 95% of athletes have consumed energy gels before competition, but I broke into programming with that exclusive report,
and sure did.
I now regret it.
All right.
What?
In all seriousness.
George?
Yes.
Wait, I want to talk to Craig.
Hold on. Doris is still here.
I'm still here, George.
Craig stepped away for a minute.
I have another report.
He had to put on a fresh pot of comedy.
I just talked at halftime with Miami assistant David Fizdale, George.
Mm-hmm.
He
George
says
his face.
LeBron, D. Wade, and Chris Bosh will all play better in the second half.
Why?
That they, quote, mean business after their poor first half outing, George.
Oh, my gosh. What a worthless note that was, Doris.
You have to admit, whether she was doing sidelines or courtside reporting or doing color commentary, she's really good at what she does.
Well, why does she give irrelevant information like energy gels?
That's the information she was given from the locker room, so she passed it on.
Then she says, okay, that's not worth passing on, so...
Well, yeah, it was. Steph Curry was battling something, so that's what he did.
But why the energy gel?
He consumed not one, but two energy gels.
Oh, yeah. If it was just one, she wouldn't have reported.
I don't know why so hung up on that. He knows she's good at what she does.
George,
yeah, sounds
it.
Like it.
George Greg Popovich told me at halftime that his team needs to play better defense.
And her delivery's not that labored. Her mouth is that frozen.
Yeah, someone sewed the corners of her mouth shut.
No.
I have to go back to convalescing. I am battling COVID-19, please stop yelling at me,
George.
It
is the news story. Why are you yelling at her?
She's got COVID. Remember how sweet she was when we talked to her at the NBA Finals in Miami?
Remember how nervous you were?
Yeah.
Boy, you were.
I get nervous when I talk to famous people, like Rascal Flax.
You're such a schoolgirl. Yeah, Rascal Flax.
Janine Turner.
Janine Turner. You really creeped her out.
You messed up the Janine Turner thing.
How did that go?
What?
I made the mistake once when we had some sort of conversation over alcohol.
Everyone can make that claim that you just...
And telling Gordo either if I had one or maybe she was my hall pass was Janine Turner. I just love Janine
you
Turner.
You never...
Northern Exposure. I loved
never
her.
Never tell a woman that. It's like that.
I didn't. You did.
That's something.
I did. I know that rule. But when we met her, I just said hi. And George said, yeah, you were his hall pass with his wife. And her daughter was there. It was terrible. That was one of the worst moments of my life.
You were, to start it off, I remember you being very nervous.
Yes, I was to meet her.
Fumbling all over your
and
words.
Then, I was fine. And then you said that, and then it was just this awkward silence, and we all just kind of looked at each other.
Didn't she just turn and walk away?
Yeah, we all said, well, see you later. Nice to meet you. Idiot. Jeez. What are you doing?
Well, you shouldn't be having disgusting conversations with your wife like that.
Oh, it was just playful. It wasn't like we didn't sign a document or anything.
You presented it as y'all are all hot and heavy, and that was mentioned.
No, I did not.
That's the way you presented it.
No, I did not.
Maybe that was just the liquor talking at the time.
I did not. But I can't believe you brought that up.
You said y'all were role-playing.
I finally got the meter.
Yeah.
And that's what you said. George says that yours is hall pass. What?
What does that mean? What does that mean? I felt threatened. She ran away.
In front of her daughter, too. That was so inappropriate.
I know. Well, you're telling me?
Yeah, that was
you're the one who had the hall pass
said it to her.
This is your fault. Don't blame me. Don't blame the messenger here.
That was pre-Me Too. Do you think now she would have filed a lawsuit against both of you?
Against Gordon? He's the one who said it. I could have just said it was made up.
I would have turned state's witness on this one.
I think it would have been against both of you because, George, you had the evil thoughts.
That's right.
Gordo delivered those thoughts to her in front of her child.
I felt she had a right to know.
That's stupid.
I think she used to do a show on her sister station.
What?
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like a political show, I think.
Really?
That's weird.
That's really weird.
I thought about going up there on a Saturday night
to
see what was up.
See that? See
me too. Hashtag me too.
What? I worked there.
When was the last time you accidentally ran into her? KLIF on a Saturday night to see what's going on.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah, right.
I'm interested in her industry.
So generic.
And my coworkers at Cumulus Nation.
I enjoy radio.
Well, our condolences, George, on the news that Doris Burke has COVID-19, but she's doing quite well.
That's good to hear that she's doing much better. Thank you for the impersonation.